Crown and Crew 2.2 in Room 13 are studying Native American people of North America. We have learned many interesting facts about the daily life and culture of these first people. Spend some time with us as we share our findings. It's time to investigate a day in the life of a Native American.
Hello, today we are going to talk about Native Americans. We will talk about the Eastern Woodland Tribe. The tribes live where Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine are today. The Eastern Woodland Tribes have a lot of stories. One of them is how owls came to existence. They also play a game. One was called Snow Snake. You create a path in the snow. Then you take a snake carved out of wood and throw it. The distance gets added to your score. Whoever has the longest total length wins.
Hi, I'm Logan, and I will be talking about geography, weather, and climate, plus one myth. In the Eastern Woodlands areas, there is rich soil for farming. There also are many waterways for rivers, lakes, and streams, which help farming, traveling, and getting food. Also, the Atlantic Ocean is along the coast of the Northeast region, which helps with fishing and catching shellfish. Also, now the Iroquois live in upstate New York and Canada. Also, the Iroquois is the largest tribe in that region. Also, the climate is very cold in the winter. Then, in the summer, it's the perfect farming weather. And the perfect farming weather consists of sunny and rainy days. The Eastern Woodlands were moderate climate regions, roughly from the Atlantic to the Mississippi River and the Great Lakes. Now to tell you about the myth, the flying head. One evening, after people have been plagued for a long time with fearful visitations, the flying head came to the door of a lodge occupied by a single female. She was sitting before the fire, roasting acorns, which as they became cooked, she took from the fire and ate. Terrified by the power of the woman, who he thought was eating live coals, the flying head left and bothered them no more. An alternate version of this part of the legend says that rather than seeing a woman eating acorns and thinking she was eating live coals, the flying head stole the live coals from her and tried to eat them, thinking they were acorns. The results of the course disastrous. The flying head flees in agony, never to be seen again. So that is the end of my part. So David, you're on.
Thanks, Logan. Now for my part. I'm David, and I'm doing the roles of Iroquois tribe members. So you've heard all that stuff about women's rights, especially in the 1800s. Well, in the Iroquoian tribes, women had equal rights, if not higher. Some tribes were matriarchal, which means a woman is the head of an organization. Women also appointed the chiefs and or sachems. Now the stuff about men. They were in charge of hunting, trading, and war. Only them and older boys hunted. The younger boys could come, but not kill the animal, i.e., they usually lured the animal or helped with the traps. Now the elders. Only them, no matter the gender, were the only ones who could teach the younger generations, no matter what. But in my opinion, men were probably the ones to teach hunting skills like that. Or maybe I'm wrong. Think about it. Elders were, well, older. So do you think they can go trekking off to the woods with kids at that age? I can't help but think about it. How about you? There are so many factors to it. Age, occupation, the men did the hunting and the elders did not. It makes me wonder, did the elders teach the hunting? Consider the question. Bye, I hope you enjoyed it and learned a lot of interesting and useful facts and knowledge about the roles of Iroquois tribe members of all genders and ages.
Hi, my name is Sophia. The foods the Native Americans in the Northeast ate were plants and animals. Some got meat from fish, crustaceans, shellfish, sea otters, and sometimes whales. They also gathered nuts, seeds, roots, mushrooms, fruits, vegetables, and other plants. Some of the plants were made into drinks and medicines. Native Americans have depended on corn, beans, and squash. For clothing, they made clothing out of animal skins, hides, and fur. Men wore deerskin breechcloth. A breechcloth is a piece of leather tucked between the legs and held in place by a belt. Men also wore deerskin shirts. Tuscarora men wear shirts made out of fibers, heat plants. They built wigwams. People lived in temporary villages for most of the year. They would settle and hope for the houses would last them a long time. They had an arched roof and were small homes. Holes in the roof were to let snow go. For the animals they ate and used were. There was a myth that was a wise-eyed owl. People would say that, but the truth is owls aren't always wise. Some of the animals they have hunted are shellfish, seals, sea otters, and whales. They have also depended on corn, beans, and squash. Animals were also used for outfits. They ate the meat and stuff, but used the hides and fur to keep warm. They also said the wise old owl could make animals and take away body parts. Once someone's hand was put on the wise old owl's head and its neck was gone, he gave a wise old owl with a shake, which made its eyes open in fright. He pulled the owl's ears until they stuck out from his head. The everything maker snapped, "Now use your wisdom and fly away before I lose what I gave you."
A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is produced by Cronin and Company, with additional reporting by Room 13 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Mrs. Cronin. Our digital editor is Mrs. K.
Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is a Room 13 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.